1888.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. A big shout out to Movie Jim and a good night. 20 hours means you have to crash, even if you really want to listen to the show. It's a good time for me to say, as we click on, you can always go to GCNLive.com. What a terrific mothership we have. They do such a good job there on the website. And you can download any of the shows that you miss or any of the shows that you want to catch up with later in the day. Any of my shows, they're all posted there, America Tonight. Heavy on this show and coming up in just a few minutes, an interesting conversation that you really don't want to miss. You really want to hear. It's worth hanging around and listening to. If you're out there driving, you just pulled into your garage, sit there for a couple of minutes, because on the flip side, I'm going to introduce you to an incredible woman, and a woman who is running for Congress, who's a doctor, and she will blow your mind. Dr. Alida Eck, who has seen it all, and she talks about the crisis in healthcare and gives you personal examples of what's happening and what she's seeing in negotiating with people who are just trying to have things like a gallbladder taken out. And it is powerful. Let me tell you, it is powerful. Speaking of healthcare, there's still the same problem that we've talked about with younger people signing up is rampant at this point. And ultimately, some of those deadlines, I think, are going to crash and burn as we go along. Less people have signed up for healthcare on the exchanges that are in the 18 to 34 range, which is the millennials, the supposedly healthy people that you need to balance things out. And I hear in the off-the-record world, there is some big concern about that because there's no way to balance this out if you don't have the young people there. Now, that's not a secret. We know that. But what do you do to try to do something to flip that around, because it won't be an affordable situation? And the thought was, well, if you have the fine and the IRS comes down on you, then that should change that. But so far, that threat hasn't really sent anybody who's younger off to the races running to sign up. And that is a scary thing, because it'll turn the whole system on its end. And I think the more it's turned around like that, the more there's the push to go to completely a more socialized version of healthcare. Not next week and not next year and not the year after that, but down the road if it continues to blow up the way it's blowing up. Speaking of blowing up, the Benghazi attack was called avoidable in a Senate report. This is something that a lot of people didn't want to see come to light, but it is a stinging report by the Senate Intelligence Committee, blaming American diplomats and spies for poor communication and terrible security before the 2012 deadly attacks in Libya that killed our ambassador, Chris Stevens, a career diplomat, and three other Americans. So the key thing here is the Benghazi attack was preventable, called avoidable, knowingly begging for more security. Nothing was done, and that's just the tip of the iceberg on that one. And this is a bipartisan investigation. This report is at the tail end of this. We're talking about people from both sides of the aisle, so that certainly says something. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago we were complaining about how cold it was. Let me tell you, our friends in Australia, they don't need any more shrimps on the Barbie, mate, because it's 107, 108 degrees there. The Australian Open is going on. The men and the women, the best in the world, playing there. And they've had to stop matches. They have a whole system put in place for that. you look at the tennis players, and their faces are so red, they look like they're going to fall right there on the court. And certainly, in the extreme heat, there are other people that are working, doing things, that kind of stuff, but it's just unbelievably hot. Hot enough to make an above-the-fold headline in the New York Times. And the contrast to what we've seen here across the U.S. just 2 weeks ago, even, we were talking about the amount of snow and the crazy temperatures where it felt like it was 30 and 40 below. And in some cases, you were really looking at 10 below, and it felt even colder than that. We can't get away from the Chris Christie thing. The Chris Christie debacle is now part of a poll on how electable he is versus Hillary Clinton. And no surprise here, it comes up better in favor of Hillary Clinton at this point, and you have to know that's because of the bridge situation. So far, he hasn't been tagged with this, but public opinion says that Chris Christie might have known, really, what was happening there. He says he didn't. He was blindsided, fired an aide, a couple of other aides quit, but the scandal in the latest poll would cost him the 2016 nod on the Republican side to even be a candidate, and so much so he lost massive ground to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical presidential matchup. He now trails her by 13 points. This is the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion. This is their poll. And the numbers certainly suggest that it's not completely politically fatal for him, but it's the story is still developing, so there may be more damage down the road. This poll was just done. And when they say it's not completely damaging to him politically, 70% of Americans say that the bridge closure scandal of Chris Christie hasn't changed their opinion about the governor. 44 think he's telling the truth, so that's where that comes from. But in the head-to-head matchup against Hillary Clinton, he trails her by 13 points, and that's the number the Republicans will be looking at because that means unelectable. On a one-to-one heated matchup with Clinton, she would win. 13 points is too big of a margin to make up. Where this all ends up, who knows? Does he fall down the proverbial rabbit hole? Or does he somehow get propped up due to something that happens in the future that we don't know? And what about the other candidates? Because if he rounded out the field, Marco Rubio would have 7%. And these are percentages to Chris Christie's 12%. And what about Rand Paul and Paul Ryan? Paul Ryan would be at 9%. This would be for a GOP primary. And Rand Paul would be at 8%. Oh, look for Jeb Bush to maybe worm his way in there. Coming up next, Dr. Eck. You don't want to miss it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Alida Eck, talking a little bit about healthcare and Obamacare and all the reaction to what's going on with healthcare. Doc, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I want to give everyone a little bit about your background. You're in private practice, you and your husband, and you're in Piscataway, New Jersey, and you've, you know, been practicing what since the 80s. Now you're watching what's going on with healthcare. I guess initially, what's your reaction to the government's plan and how it's being rolled out?
Well, frankly, to begin with, I don't think that the federal government really ought to be involved in healthcare at all. I think it's pretty radical, but when you think about it, healthcare is between a patient and a doctor, and why do you have the federal government involved in every interaction? So I think that this whole rollout is a disaster for the website, but also just the whole concept of the administrative burden that's going to be placed on the healthcare system is so big and it's so expensive, and it's not going to really increase access to care. So you have to know why they're doing this.
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, obviously you talk with other doctors, and what are other, you know, what are other contemporaries of yours saying? Are they questioning the same thing?
Yeah, the ones that are in private practice are definitely questioning it. They're saying the burden, the electronic medical records, the documentation that they're expecting us to do, the hoops we have to jump through just to take care of a patient. And here's my spin on it. 92% of us will not spend more than $5,000 on healthcare in a given year. Therefore, if you had a $5,000 deductible policy, percent of us would need to access it. So what I'm thinking is you just need to find a doctor that helps you keep your prices, that helps you keep your expenses down below $5,000. Only access insurance when it's over $5,000. Therefore, that's only 8% of us. So you buy that high deductible policy and negotiate directly. You don't really shouldn't have to run every little thing through an insurance company because that does not make it cheaper. It makes it more expensive.
Yeah. And didn't you at one time in I want to say 2004 or so, and maybe after that as well, didn't you testify on the Hill and didn't you give your thoughts about better
Absolutely.
Ways to deliver health care? And so you said this, correct?
Sure. And that issue was they want to know all these people who are coming to the emergency room unnecessarily for routine things or for non-emergent things. That was what the issue was. They were wondering, how can we keep people out of the emergency room? And my concept was you have a concept of charity care where every doctor would donate 4 hours a week. And instead of all the claim forms back and forth and trying to pay the doctor for the charity care, why don't you just protect them? So that was our idea, to protect the doctor in his private practice, have the state do that if he donates 4 hours a week. Right now they're debating this in the state of Virginia, and it could pass in the next couple of weeks. New Jersey, we're really close to getting it debated as well. It takes a little bit longer. We have more Democrats here, which tend to favor the big government programs. But they're all rallying together. States are states, and they have to balance budgets, and they're realizing Medicaid's going to do them all in.
You know,
that's our idea.
And what a great idea. You know, you're the doctor, and I say this all the time on the air as someone who's moved around. I grew up in New Jersey myself and the other side of New Jersey, and we knew our doctor. So we had an ache, a pain, something weird happened. Dr. Anderson knew us. He knew us from the time
when
we were babies, and we felt comfortable, and he could diagnose us, I thought, a little bit better. And as a doctor, there are certain things that you're guessing with people, right? And so do you think that what happens here is the more the government is involved and we flood it in this particular direction, the more the chances are that people will just be going constantly to different strangers and they won't really have a handle on previous things that have happened other than getting charts and, as you were talking about, the medical records and all that other stuff that also scares us when we're talking about electronic records. Doesn't it make it harder to practice medicine for the doctor?
Oh, absolutely. If you're busy trying to document so that you'll please somebody who is going to pay you, he's going to just look at the volume of writing that you did and decide whether that you're worth it. That's time taken away from concentrating on what the patient really needs. And so, therefore, it's a total waste of effort on my part. It makes medicine so much harder to practice. People are going to different doctors because they're in a different plan, and then they'll have to start over. And, yes, I agree. You should find a doctor that you can just stick with. And through thick or thin, and then as they could call you up, or you could call, the patients call us up or access us by email or whatever. That's kind of the wave of the future, I believe. And I have a feeling that doctors are going to move towards the membership system where, say, a patient would pay $100 a month, and that doctor's just there 24/7 for them. That's a better way of doing it. And as you know the people, you can do things over the phone, you know them. And if they're the type of person that kind of overreacts to things, or if they're the type of person that this person never complains, so if he's got something, I want to see him. That's the way you deal with people that you really know.
Dr. Eck, are you worried that, with what's happening now with Obamacare and all the things we just talked about previous, that it could be that really we're headed toward, if there aren't people that stand up and say, no way, we can't go in this direction, that we're not headed toward more of a socialized system, which is that big, 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 even bigger government? What would that do to the doctors?
I was in a debate last night with medical school where everybody was stacked against me. They all wanted single payer, and they were saying that socialized medicine is different. But single payer is where the government decides what you get, when you get it, and how much you'll get paid, and you just have to be satisfied with whatever the government decides. That is something that is going to be a disaster if that happens. I think that other countries have done it. They're smaller countries. We have a huge country with so many different people, and people are going to fall through the cracks. It's just really a terrible idea.
Yeah, and then they fall through the cracks, and they're not going to get any medical care, and that's the other part of it.
Let me tell you about a case we had. I'm here at our free clinic tonight, and we're just finished seeing patients. I had a patient came in. She was hospitalized over the weekend. She had gallbladder. They found that she has gallstones, and she was having pain, and it really needs to come out. Because she wasn't feverish, they sent her home. She was still nauseous and was vomiting. So I saw her back in the clinic, and I go, man, what is this? And it turned out that, well, the doctor was saying she doesn't have any insurance, and he knew he was not going to get paid and have full liability. So he kind of said, well, come back in a week, and we'll see what we can do. Well, I called him up, and I said, hey, listen, why don't we – we'll just tell us what a fair fee is, and we'll be happy to pay that. And it wound up being less than $1,000 he was willing to take out her gallbladder, and I thought, that's fair for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a lot of training.
Right.
So we're writing them a check, and it's going to get done.
Wow.
That's common sense. Take care of the patient and, put them first. Make real charity. People give us donations. They love to donate to our clinic, so we have the money to do that. Another lady broke her leg 2 years ago. She was on Medicaid, and it's never been repaired, believe it or not.
Wow.
She's going to the hospital tonight, and I'm going to work on negotiating with somebody to replace her hip. And I don't know what that'll cost, but we'll just do it. It's just that we got to take care of people. And it's not that everything can't be for free, which is what socialized medicine, the people perceive everything's for free. But we figure out a way to just help. Everybody's different. Those of us who have jobs, we ought to buy high deductible insurance, but it'd be for the coverage we want and not for having to pay for things we know we'll never need. That's what socialized medicine does.
Yeah, touche. Doc, you should run for public office, and in fact, you did before, and you're thinking about doing it again. Are you going to run in 20?
I put my hat in the ring. I'm going to run for the U.S. Congress in the 12th District of New Jersey against somebody who really wants socialized medicine. ExpertCongress.com.
Good for you. So when you run, you'll talk obviously a lot about this, about your experience.
Oh, absolutely. I tell stories all the time. I mean, they come up every week. And it's another great story which tells that the system is broken. And Medicaid is taking up a third of the state budgets. And huge. If we could replace that idea, not totally, but just kind of make it unnecessary, people could care in a free clinic and surgeons be looking for cases to do for free because the state will protect them from malpractice, we would get the job done at a minimal cost to the taxpayers. And the donors will help, and we'll just get the job done.
Yeah,
much better,
terrific.
Like the old days.
Yeah, how it used to be. Well, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Will you come back again?
Sure, anytime.
Yeah, we'd love it. All right, Dr. Alita Eck, thanks so much, and good luck with running for Congress.
Thank you so much.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
GCN. New year. New attitude. New shows. Man Cow. He's now on GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Here on America Tonight. You know, I always say the show is about the buzz in the backyard, and a lot of the buzz has to do over two shootings, one in Florida in a movie theater and the other one in New Mexico. The 12-year-old boy who opened fire on a crowd of students at his middle school in Roswell, sadly, this kid got his 15 minutes, and it's 15 minutes you would never want your child to get. I think people there are still in shock. He's a 12-year-old boy, and there's a teacher that stood right there in front of his gun, his shotgun that he brought to school. It was his family's gun that he brought to school. He had randomly hit an 11-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, so he wasn't looking for somebody. He randomly, pardon me, was shooting. And, of course, that's that call that you get where the parents freak out and they're driving to the school and they have little information and then there's a lockdown and they've practiced all of that. But that teacher is definitely a hero because there was no practice for, hey, stand right in front of the gun and tell the kid to put it down and talk him out of it. And he did do that, but two people were still hit. And one is in critical condition, which is just so awful. The 11-year-old boy that was shot in the face and the neck is at the University Medical Center in Lubbock, Texas. The 13-year-old girl is in satisfactory condition. She's got injuries in her right shoulder. The family of the injured boy asked that his name not be released while he recovers because they're still praying and hoping and waiting, and they don't want any distractions with that. And then the suspected shooter's family, like so many of these families, in their own way dealing with this, having to release a statement saying they were heartbroken and that their remorse couldn't even be put into words. They were stunned. They said the two children who were injured have been in their thoughts and prayers, and they're horribly sad on so many levels. And, you know, the one line really stuck with me. I was thinking about it during the day. We are praying to God that God will be with everyone who has been affected and that they're going to cooperate to piece this together. How awful that this thing could happen, because they had no idea, no signs, no anything that something like this could happen. I wanted you to hear what some of the 911 calls sounded like as this was on, all was unfolding the other day. Take a listen.
911, do you have an emergency?
Oh my God!
Hello?
Hello?
911.
Hey, Perennial Middle School, kid just got shot. Perennial Middle School, someone just got shot.
Who was it?
Kid just killed a kid.
Wow, so the kids were calling in because they had cell phones. A ton of those 911 calls came in, and you could hear some screaming in the background. The shooting was actually over in 10 seconds. The boy fired at the ceiling, the floor, and the students. The teacher that I was talking about is John Masterson, and at that school in Roswell, he's an 8th grade social studies teacher. He stepped in, and he talked the boy into dropping his weapon, thank goodness. So they took as quick as, you know, very quick action, 10 seconds. And what they found was that the handle of the gun was sawed off, so it had more of a pistol kind of group. And the boy had warned some people about the attacks, that he didn't want them to be there, like warned them don't go there or that kind of thing. They looked in his locker and the duffel bag and what he used to bring the 20-gauge shotgun to school, and, of course, they had that. But it's still about the why, what drove him to this, what happened here. And the family saying, we want to help, we want to piece this together, we want to do whatever. And they had no indication something was going on with their son in any way, that he was just a normal kid. There weren't problems or any of that kind of stuff. The boy who was the shooter, is accused of being the shooter, of course, was transferred to a psychiatric hospital after a hearing on Tuesday. His family said they were thankful that the judge ordered that he get an evaluation of mental health treatment, because I go back to the same thing. They have no idea. They don't know what's going on. And they're shocked and heartbroken in every sense of the word, in trying to piece this together and figure out what possibly was going on. What was he thinking? And it's just so scary to me thinking, 12 years old, I was wondering, I mean, I really had to sit for a while and remember, what was I doing at 12? You know, what were the people around, what were the boys and that I was friendly with and in school, what were we doing? And I can tell you this, certainly, this was nothing that was entered into our minds. Of course, we didn't live in the Facebook, Twitter, let me tell you everything about me world and under self-examination. I mean, we still had dodgeball. We were throwing balls at each other and where we, you know, seemingly, as I think about it, kind of, even if there was an oddball or two, if you want to call them that in the school, we all sort of protected each other. And I went to a pretty decent-sized school, you know, not like every kid was perfect, but certainly this wasn't anything that entered into our minds. And the bottom line is at this point, and I know I've said this so many times, and we've had many people on here, including some people who dealt with the situation in Connecticut at Sandy Hook. And if something is going on, somebody has to see, if somebody sees some red flags, that's the only thing you can do is point that out, try to get help. But if there are no red flags, for goodness sake, from family members or friends or the school, how is anyone going to know to do that? And how's anyone going to have any idea that this is possible, that that's going to happen? So therein lies the really, really big problem. It's not the obvious kid in trouble, the obvious teenager, preteen, whatever. It's what you don't see happening. And nobody saw this happening. And there didn't seem to be any, there was pre-planned, but there didn't seem to be any particular motive for it, at least at this point. We don't think that there is any motive for it. And it's, I think in this day and age, any school, and if I had a child in school, I would absolutely be active in participating in the school board and whatnot, because I think you have to know what's happening at the school when it comes to security. What are the kids told? What do they know? I mean, all these things, all these shootings are so different. And whether it's somebody who completely comes from the outside and is full on armed, or it's someone who's so young and is somebody at the school, or it's a kid who's being bullied, and they're all so different if we were to look at all of them across the board. And I think that the schools just have to, I think they have to at the very least have good counseling on hand, and they have to have a method of evacuation and that kind of thing, for goodness sake, at this point, for any possibility that could happen. And I'm sure the people in Roswell and this middle school were stunned, not thinking, like everybody else, this can happen here. It's not going to happen here. That happens someplace else. It's not going to happen here. I got to remind you, there's something that is happening here on America Tonight. Don't forget, our Nail the Score contest is in full swing still. And we have two big games coming up this weekend. So it's your chance to try and nail the score. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around. And that's happening on our next show in the third hour, the last two segments of that hour. So just remember, you can, once we are on the air, and that's in those two segments, you can email us guesses and you can call in and all that kind of good stuff. And it's been a lot of fun doing it. I'd love to see somebody nail the score. We've come very, very, very close, but at this point, we still haven't had a winner. We've had two winners in the 4 years, but nobody this time around. It'd be great to see somebody snag that on our final couple of weeks of doing it, because the NFL season is obviously winding down. We're getting closer to the Super Bowl. There are four teams left, and then there's going to be two. So then that's the Super Bowl in New York City. And you talk about security. Boy, they are doing nothing but talking about security for the Super Bowl, because you want to talk about wide open and people having to come, for, you know, make their way from New York to New Jersey or up the turnpike, or people flying in from all over the place. Not that New York City isn't used to a lot of visitors, but it is going to be jammed on Super Bowl weekend and Super Bowl week. Stay with us. On the flip side, some odds and ends.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Come away with me in the night.
We have SWAT teams, evidence response teams, and crisis negotiators, to name a few, with additional resources traveling here from FBI offices throughout our country. We don't fear any kind of similar situation from Boston because we have control of the security here. Could anything happen? Yes, and we're planning for that. Our tactical teams have been training throughout the year for different scenarios to include active shooter, bomb threats, and hazards related to chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear threats.
How about that? Wow, how about it? That is Aaron Ford talking about the Super Bowl and all the coordinated efforts of what they're doing. Did you like how he said it? This is not like Boston? Wow. It's not like Boston, but in a way it's much more difficult because of the area that you're talking about covering and saying the scenarios that they're planning for. And there is big concern because he said the same thing. There is no definites to say, oh, yes, don't worry, we are completely safe. Nothing can possibly happen here. I mean, it would be great if we lived in that kind of world and you could say that, but they're planning for it. They're bringing in lots of FBI. So I think what they're trying to do is have people that blend in with the crowd that you don't necessarily see as security. And that's probably a very smart thing to do. In my book, I would say it's a very smart thing to do. And in Sochi, Russia, same thing. For Americans that are going there, which there are a lot that will go, they're telling people just as we always say here on America Tonight, when we have security experts like Robert Siciliano on, or any of the David Nance or any of the people that we have on, that they should be very aware of the possibilities and careful with their own personal security, because there's no specific threats related to the U.S. there in the games that start next month, but it's a big target for terrorists. And there are just common sense precautions to be safe, and especially when you're on any kind of public transportation. And I think that would probably go for the Super Bowl week, too, as well, but definitely at the Olympics, because you're in another country. You're talking about Russia and the terrorists and the attacks that have taken place in Volgograd, which is about 600 miles from the games, where the games are actually going to be held. And the there is a group designated by the State Department as a foreign terrorist organization called the Caucasus Emirate, which has called for attacks on the Olympics. And their ability to strike the games is not necessarily known. They don't know how easy it would be for them to strike, but they know that they have said that they'll do this, that it's a possibility, and they are aware of it, which, thank goodness, is a good thing that they've got their antenna up. But of course they do, because some of the best security people in the world are there. RC in Illinois. Hey, RC, how are you?
I'm doing fine, lovely Kate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Man, you're hitting all the bones and buttons for me tonight. I'm glad that the people finally investigating the Benghazi thing and coming out with some credible information, maybe.
Yes.
And, I think we dropped the football there, and so it seems like it's kind of bipartisan, which is okay. But it's not going to harm. By the time they spin this around, Mrs. Clinton will be fine for whatever she needs to do in the future, because of their expertise at blowing it around, and she don't have to worry about it for a couple of years. Mr. Christie, because I think he's toast now. Christie is, I think he's done. I had a great uncle who was a historian, and he didn't opinionize much. He gave history, but somebody asked him, and I can't remember who the politician was, said, well, can this guy at least be a VP candidate? He said, no way. Come from New Jersey. They'll cover up so much dirt on you by the time you get to the throne, you won't get there.
Yeah, well said, because he's not going to get there.
No, I know. I mean, you know, he'll have a better chance of losing 400 pounds than he will running win the damn thing. Okay?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, I mean, you know, put him, yeah, maybe get the sequel on The Biggest Loser or something. So those are the two issues. But I like, you called her Dr. X.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know her official name, or did she just go by that moniker?
No. I mean, that's like a nickname. And her her last name is Eck, so you know that's kind of a play on that.
Okay.
And I like her.
Well, when she starts to run, please announce her stuff. I don't have much money, but I'll send her some campaign contribution. She made it.
You know what?
Succinct sense in a short time as anybody that's talked on the issue. I'd go on for hours about that, but she just nailed it all down on the head. And, no, they're not going to get, the odds are so far against them getting the amount of play that they need to get to finance this thing. It's over. It's done. And now there's more and more and more coming out about how crooked this dog's hind leg, this whole thing is. Obamacare, or affordable health care, whatever they call it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just incredible to me. And so, you know, oh, God, I'm just going to wait till probably next year, once we get over the next election, the cannon fodder is going to come out and people are going to start to investigate Obama to the point and not put his tail between his legs and just slink off, I hope. You know, because there's a couple places that, even though he's from Chicago, he was not really from Chicago. He was from the great universe. Let's find out what his transcripts say. Let's find out those types of things. And it's going to come. I wish him well in his retirement. I wish him no ill health. You know, but, before I lay my life down here and go to the great beyond, I'm enjoying the fact that certain things are coming out. I don't care where the chips fall. Just, we need not to be afraid to investigate these things. That's all.
I agree. I agree that everything should be a fair game and come to light, because when you decide that you're going to run, it should all be out there. Put all the cards on the table, and why not have those investigations? And you're right. And I also agree with you. No ill will, none of that coming out of office. But there's things we didn't know, and I think there's more things that will trickle in. You're right.
Oh, I don't think they're going to trickle in. I think the waterfall is going to hail down on that man. You know, and whatever, I wish him happy trails, as Roy Rogers used to think, when he goes down the road, but I don't think that horse is going to stumble. That's it. And listen, mm-hmm. I so appreciate you, because you get people on the air, you let them opine, you let a fool like me even talk at you, and stuff. It's just, you're a joy to behold, and I enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
RC, thank you, and you opined well in that segment. He hit on a couple of the things that we were talking about, obviously, Chris Christie and his political fates and fortunes. Everybody wants to handicap it, and the polls show that he's not completely tanked, but yet where he was really way, way above so many of the other potential candidates, he's slipped back, and I can't imagine that the GOP is going to be eager to slap him into the front of the race. Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, is really wanting to run big time. And he's sort of laying in the weeds a little bit. His name comes up, but he really wants it from a pretty good source who knows Jeb well. And I actually like Jeb a lot. I think first time around I thought he was going to be the Bush that ran. But I understand he's going to make a big, big push and surprise a lot of people. He's lining a few things up, a few surprises. We'll see where all that goes. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know, besides calling like RC, you can always send them to us, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.